Her chance meeting with Lasuzzo came with a little help from her longtime pal and fellow country star, Kix Brooks. Brooks and his wife, Barbara, knew Lasuzzo through friends and recommended him as an unofficial tour guide to show McIntyre and her vacation party around Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The 70-year-old widower, who has homes in Wyoming and Texas, is an accomplished wildlife photographer and knew prime spots for animal sightings. "We just had the best time," McIntyre recalls. "Two nights later, we all went out to dinner, and he bought my dinner. McIntyre returned to Jackson Hole 2 months later, and Lasuzzo asked her out. I was there almost a week, and we spent every day together," she says. Sparks continued to fly from afar, but the star was cautious, getting to know Lasuzzo first as a friend. The relationship developed gradually, she says, until both realized it was love. "I wouldn't put up with somebody for 2 years if I wasn't in love with them," says McIntyre. She extends that passion to every other aspect of her life as well, including her new album. Resisting the temptation to chase current genre-bending trends in country, she's chosen instead to return to the fiddles, steel guitars, and twang of stone-cold country. "I just really wanted to record what I grew up with," she says, of the 12 brand-new old-time songs on the album. "Back in Oklahoma, my brother Paik and sister Susie and I would sing in dance halls and rodeos. You gotta have something you can dance to. But there are also songs to cry to," she says, "and I can relate to them very well." She's made no secret about feeling blindsided when Blackstock asked for a divorce in 2015. "It was not my idea," she told CMT's Cody Allen in 2016. "I didn't want it in any shape, form, or fashion. Overcoming the pain of losing a partner who was just not happy," as she told Allen, "took strength and faith." She found solace in making her 2017 Grammy-winning gospel album, Sing It Now, songs of faith and love. With her new release, "I'm able to sing without heartbreak because the healing was done on a gospel album. When you sing about a subject and get things out in the open, the darkness can't be the boss anymore. The light takes the scariness and the hurt away, so you're free." In her new life, McIntyre has also been enjoying the freedom to speak her mind. While appearing live on CBS This Morning in February to announce the ACM Awards nominees, she saw that the five stars up for Entertainer of the Year were all men, and she didn't hold her tongue.